Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Can you please discuss on your show this ridiculous notion of a push present? Now, I never heard of a push present, by the way, until I read this. My wife has recently given birth to her daughter, well, over a month ago. After the chaos of the birth had calmed down, I noticed her being a little off with me. Well, it came out the other night when she had a drink or two, saying that she was very disappointed in me that I didn't give her a present for the birth. She was calling it a push present. She said all her friends kept asking her, what did she get or what did I get her? And she said she was so embarrassed when she had to tell them I got her nothing. I have never heard of this. So I went out on Saturday and I got her a box of her favourite chocolates and a bunch of ridiculously expensive flowers. And this has got me into more trouble now. She's now insulted that I thought this even was this constituted as a present and has now stopped talking to me over it altogether. I'd love to know if this is actually a thing that partners do when their other halves give them or give birth. Or are herself and her friends away with the fairies? Because I've never heard of it. Now, I'll be honest. Sorry, mate. I've never heard of it either. But, I mean, yeah, a bunch of flowers, you know, during the birth, a box of chocolates, if that be the case, maybe. I've never heard of a push present. What, like diamonds or jewellery or something? I'm assuming that's what she's talking about. Something a little bit more expensive. I mean, has he done anything wrong, this poor chap? Is he not appreciating her or something like that? I don't know. I mean, ladies, I know it's a big deal to suffer for 9 months to have a baby. And I know it's a big deal to lie there in a labour ward and give birth. We will never know what that's like. We will never experience it. We have our own trials and tribulations as men. But we will never experience that. But do you want to be rewarded for it or something like that? Is it some sort of monetary reward? Like, you know, a diamond ring or a bracelet or something? Is that what you want? I don't know. So have you ever heard of a push present? And I want to talk about the idea of giving your partner a present after giving birth, dubbed the push present. The trend has been around for a while now, it seems. And usually sees the father acknowledging their own or their other half's efforts in the labour ward with something shiny and expensive. So I want to ask ladies, what did your other half give you when you gave birth to a child? And men, did you splash out on lavish gifts to reward your other half for having a child? Or do you think the whole thing is a load of nonsense? And another reason to be buying presents. I want to ask who's being unreasonable in this situation. Is she being unreasonable or is he being unreasonable? The lady or the man? So let's take a little vote. Who's being unreasonable? Her saying that he should have bought her a nice present or him going, for what? You just kind of had a baby. Like, here's a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolate. Shut up. Who's being unreasonable? They're not talking to each other now. The number's 087-188-0008. Just vote. Who is being unreasonable? The lady's being unreasonable or the man? Let us know what you think on WhatsApp or text at 087-188-0008. And I'll give you the results of our vote very shortly. But Niamh, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits.
Hi, Niamh.
Hey, you pushed twice, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I'm still waiting.
You didn't get a push present?
I didn't. But it's just another nice little gift sent over to us from the States, along with gender reveal parties and other things that are coming in. It's very new. I've seen it on these reality shows. These women, now in fairness, these women are very wealthy. Their husbands are very wealthy. They're getting the most, like, cars and Land Rovers. And,
well, so you had a baby, here's a Mercedes.
Yeah, here's a Mercedes to push the baby around in. I didn't personally. I just think the best gift you've ever gotten is the one you've just pushed out.
The baby, you know? Of course. That's the gift of life. Yes.
And if you want to give me a gift, you know, tidy my house when I'm knackered and make me a few dinners to put in the freezer, and I'll be a happy camper. Because I'll be too knackered to do any of that one.
You're a woman of little needs, Niamh.
I am. I got the flowers and everything, and I was delighted with them. I hadn't heard of push presents at the time, but we couldn't have. I would have killed him if he'd gone out and spent 300 or 400 or grand or whatever it is on an expensive ring when we have a new baby to wear, and they're bloody expensive.
What about like a bracelet or something, or a necklace, or something. I'm not saying like, you know, 10 grand. I'm talking about like, you know, I don't know, 200 quid or something.
I think a lot of women get eternity rings, which I think is a nice little idea.
Do you not get that anyway?
I don't know.
Whether you have a baby or not, do you not get that?
I didn't get one, so I wouldn't know.
He didn't get you an eternity ring?
No, don't have one of them yet. How long is an eternity? How long do you have to wait?
Engagement ring, wedding ring, eternity ring, the trilogy.
Yeah.
That's the trilogy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got to get the wedding one first, though.
Well, if you haven't got the wedding ring, you can't get the eternity ring.
I could spend an eternity on it. I mean, I get less for murder, surely I'm eligible for that at this stage. Jesus.
Okay, so you just think this is another Americanism being brought into Ireland? I mean,
I think it puts a lot of pressure on people, because if you're going to go down that road, you're going to start having the whole, well, Mary down the road got one worth 3 grand, why did I only get one worth 1.5 grand? Is my baby not as pretty as her baby? Do you know that sort of...
Yeah, well, I suppose you live by your means, isn't it? Whatever you can
afford. It puts a lot of pressure on people.
I thought the box of chocolates and the flowers were a nice gift.
Because it's all what it is. I mean, you've just had a baby. Surely your thoughts and attention should be on the baby and what you have to do with the baby and the money that's going to go into raising that baby and the nappies that are going to be worth a mortgage in about 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wouldn't. It didn't upset me, and it still doesn't upset me that it didn't get anything.
Like somebody says here, my husband had eaten my toast and tea that was for me after the labour. He was certain it was for him.
That's divorce.
That's criminal.
Because that's the best toast and tea ever. And if anyone touched it.
But they normally bring in 2 cups of tea and 2 bits of toast for both people, don't they? You know, I remember they did. I got a bit of toast and a cup of tea.
But just don't take her.
Because I went to an. I have to be honest. You know, my children. I went to an awful lot during their labour.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I went to. It's very traumatic for me.
Was it? Was it very painful?
It was emotionally painful.
Did it feel like something was being ripped out of you?
Not quite that way, no.
Well, there you go.
Let me go to Daniel. Daniel, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Daniel?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Your missus had a baby, did she?
Yeah, it's back in January there.
Congratulations. Little boy or girl?
A girl, Tally.
Okay, Tally. That's an unusual name, isn't it?
Tally, yeah. So I got stung with the... Oh, I hope you're not getting me a push present. That was like...
She did what? Not.
Yeah. She was in the air. Oh, well, all my friends are getting one off their boyfriends. Now, bear in mind, we were actually saving our house at the time. And we got sale agreed. And I was like, oh, geez, what am I going to do now? How am I going to get out of this? So what I done was, I just went a bit overboard for Christmas. I got her a necklace with C, with diamonds in it. And I said, this is your Christmas present and your bit of your push present. Because we were saying to ourselves, because we're buying the house, we won't go overboard with Christmas. So it just went a bit extra.
You went the extra mile of Christmas to make up for it? For the impending birth,
so,
yeah.
So I got her a necklace with a diamond C.
Right.
For Tally. So.
Right, okay.
So, lads, heads up, if your girlfriend's pregnant, don't if, what, and but about it. Go and get the push present, because I'm telling you.
Daniel, see what you're doing now? You're promoting it across the country here now.
No, this is worldwide, mate. I'm telling you.
I've never heard of it in my life. Well, mind you, I'm a bit older. Yeah.
See, your baby days are gone now.
Yeah, well gone. Niamh, will you listen to Daniel? His missus told him. All our mates are getting one.
Yeah. I think that's the mistake I made. I hadn't heard of it. Maybe that's my mistake. I didn't know it existed at the time.
Yeah.
Going back.
Well, listen, Niamh, you would bring it up now and say, look, you forgot to get me a push present. I want something now.
I reckon it, yeah, and I reckon if I'm going with 2 kids multiplied by the 21 years I've kept them alive.
Yeah.
I
could be in for a big one.
Yeah, you should be in for a big
towards
one.
Towards a Ferrari there.
Where does this push present thing come from? Is it Kardashians or something like that?
It must be. It must be just a thing where someone sees something good and like, oh, I want that, and then it just spirals out of control, and now we're just stuck to the last. It's depressing for the last now, but you're going from being a free man to changing nappies and spending hundreds of euro on a present.
Right, and the push present just can't be like a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates, no.
Ah, now. So you're meant to be getting them once a month for them now to keep them happy anyway. So that's not really much of a push present, is it?
Right, okay. So
here I am with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Once a month.
The way Daniel's going with the push present situation back in January, he could be free very soon. But Daniel, so does it have to be something substantial? It has to be jewellery.
No, it's something meaningful, but like, just because of Cali and then the sea, I just thought it was a nice little present.
Cali, yeah.
I went a bit overboard for the Christmas as well, so it kind of added in, but no, it's the thought that counts, Niall.
Yeah. Well, actually, stay there for a second, because I want to bring Seamus in on this as well, because Seamus, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Seamus?
How you doing, Niall?
There you go. Daniel Boddick's misses a push present. See, I didn't even know this is a thing. Jewellery, I believe.
I didn't know either. Like, I'm in my 40s now myself, a couple of children, but I mean, back in the day, it's supposed to be called 10 to 14 years ago, back in the day, you buy a bunch of flowers.
Or a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, something like that. But to be honest with you, when I heard it, when I just listened to you ring in the topic there, it just it sounds like this bunch of 20-somethings, you know, 20-somethings, with lip fillers and cheek fillers in, obsessed with Kardashians and social media, and they're just following a trend or something like that. I feel sorry for the guys.
Why don't you blame Fine Gael for it? You blame them for everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know they toxify.
I knew you would, Seamus. Seamus.
So somehow, Niall, I can't bring this topic back to Fine Gael.
No, you can't. Somehow you can't.
Sorry.
But listen, Daniel went out and he bought his missus a nice necklace because she did say to him she wanted a push present because all our mates are getting one.
Yeah.
So who's the gobshite here? Him or his missus?
I think the parents, to be honest with you, falling for the ideology of it all. I think, you know, they're all, like, having a baby is the most expensive thing you have in your life. You know, it's precious and all the rest. But this, when I heard push present, what came to mind was, like, girls that look like that one from Little Mix, the cheek fillers, the lip fillers, obsessed with their looks, obsessed with the gym and social media and Kardashians. And they live in a deluded world where my boyfriend or my partner must rock up with a diamond now and is more concerned about that than the baby. You know?
Lads, the time has changed. This hard man persona doesn't get you anywhere. You need to be soft with the women. They love it. This hard man 90s, I'm out picking up pills and looking after the lads. I'm going for pints. Lads, get with the times. Get the bush present.
I'm all for the act of it being a gentleman and so on, but I just think when I hear push presents and the demands for, like, you know, certain levels of gifts like diamonds, rings or jewellery that's quite expensive, I just think it's kind of lost the run of itself. Again, it just reminds me of that new generation that are walking around with lip fillers in before they start aging, you know? It's fantastic. I feel sorry.
But did I hear what Daniel said? And he's got a kind of point, hasn't he? Time is changing, Seamus. Myself and yourself, and possibly Niamh too, we're dinosaurs. We're not going to be having any more babies, most likely.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, and then these new men, you know, the new Gen Zs. Daniel, what age are you? What age are you, Daniel?
30,
okay. Well, is he a Gen Z? No, he's a millennial, is he? Okay, he's a millennial. Okay, but he's one or the other anyway. But anyway, you know, they're reaching out into their feminine sides and they're being more sensitive and giving the women what they want.
€10 flowers in the garage, lads, doesn't cut it,
do you? €10 flowers in the garage doesn't cut it anymore, Seamus, he said.
Tell me, does he walk around with a pair of shorts too small for him, his legs shaved, tanned and a six-pack and teeth what brighter than white?
Hang on, he wants to answer you, for God's sake. Sorry, Daniel, go ahead.
Well, I am in good shape, I have to say. Now, I do hit the gym and like look after myself. That doesn't mean I can't not spoil the girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? She pushed out a baby. She deserves it, lad. Get with the pies, will you?
I can't disagree with that. I just think, at the end of the day, when you hear push presents, I know we all evolve and time is moving, but when they start demanding, you know, or expecting diamonds and rings and shite like that, sorry, excuse my language, crap like that, like, it just becomes ridiculous because it does remind me of that new generation of lip filler, the lip filler generation, whatever you call them, you know. And I'm only in my 40s, but I just find it hilarious, you know, when you brought up the topic push present, I was like, here we go again. Too much
connections. Yeah, it's kind of like Hallmark are going to make a fortune out of this. Somebody says, Noel, I have a friend that's getting married soon, and apparently it's the thing now that they have to buy presents for each other for the wedding. Never heard of this before. Is that a thing too, Daniel?
That's pushing even for me, Noel, because I think that's next on my list is getting a gaze, and she can go and check if she thinks they're going to be buying her presents.
How much are you going to spend on a ring, by the way?
What is it? 3 months' salary, is it?
That's the going rate, so they say, yeah.
I won't be able to carry that around, Noel. I ain't too much money.
It sounds like you're more money than sense, Daniel, if you ask me, to be honest with you. Is that the going rate, Niamh? 3 months' salary, yeah?
God, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Although you've just caused murder here now. This has surpassed sugar-free bean gate. Because I just texted him and said, you owe me 2 push presents. His reply was, you had cesareans, I'm not sure you qualify.
Oh, that's a bit low, isn't it?
Now.
Yeah, there'll be no dinner for him tonight.
Dinner? That'll be the least of his worries.
By the way, somebody else texts in and says, push present is a vulgar term. Do you think it's a vulgar term, Niamh?
No, that's what you do. You push, the baby comes out.
Yeah. Well, you don't. In your case, you didn't. Obviously,
I didn't. No, personally.
No, but you said no. But that shouldn't make a difference to a push present. It's still the
thought.
That's
what I thought. Yeah, I think somebody's trying to wheedle out of spending a bit of hard-earned cash.
Is he listening at the moment?
I don't think so.
I was going to say, we could send out a message, maybe a few suggestions. Daniel could give him a few suggestions there, I'm sure.
Oh, I've a few suggestions.
Call me number, Noel. I'll tell him how the way it goes.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Yeah, I'll give him Daniel's number.
So I'd like to go back to work and earn more money for this push present. So
I'll have to leave it. All right, Daniel. See you. Thanks very much, Niamh. Thanks very much indeed to Seamus as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Rebecca as well. Sorry, Rebecca. You're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Oh, hold on, Rebecca. Let's switch you on here. Hang on, do it. Oh, there you go. Sorry, Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Good now, not a bad. How's yourself?
All right, okay. So the push present, you've never heard of it?
I've never, ever heard of it, Niall. And I think it's just as ridiculous as I even get a bit cringy with the gender reveal parties, but each to their own. And I'm very easy going. But never heard of it. I think it's all becoming a bit too much. I think maybe there was.
It's kind of like a reward for your efforts, isn't it?
I don't believe in it, to be honest. And like, okay, it's nice to get something, maybe your flowers, always to show your appreciation. But push presents, it's just gone beyond now. Beyond, and I'm a woman, and I love gifts.
Did you have any babies?
Oh yeah, I have 2, but they're 16 and 18 now. But,
okay, but do you think when you went through all that hard work of 9 months pregnant, into the labour ward, all that pain that you went through and the suffering, do you think you deserved a present?
I got my present. I got my child.
There you go. That's my thinking.
I mean? I don't even feel, I never even would have thought of it to say, what did you get me or anything. I don't think anyone did. Maybe it's our generation now. Things have changed in so much, you know. But it's like,
why are the young people, the millennials and the Gen Zs, are they more materialistic? Is that what it's all about?
I don't know what it is. I think it's just all materialized now, and you know, too much social media, too much Kardashians, too much whatever else. Because it's not in our era. It's not. We've never heard of it. Now, my niece did have a gender reveal last year, and it was lovely and all that. But like, I still found I wouldn't do it.
Kind of unnecessary, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but I mean, each to their own, and whatever makes you happy is what I feel. But I think the push presents now, that's the best one. Now, I must discuss it with my friends later and see if they've ever heard of it.
Well, your partner, you know, owes you 2 push presents, by the way, can I just point out?
Yes, he does, I must, yeah.
Somebody, like, there's a text here that says, my husband did the all-night feeds for 2 weeks after our babies were born, and that was enough for me. I mean, that's better than any push present, isn't it, realistically?
You know what it is, because it's not often they do it, in fairness, like it's usually that would be the best present. A lion is a good present too.
Yeah, so, I think we have become quite materialistic, haven't we, really?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's like all these days, you know what I mean, like that Hallmark have invented over the years. You know, there's a day, there's like Granny's Day and Granddad's Day now and everything. You know what I mean? It's getting silly.
Gender reveal
parties, as I said earlier on, showers. Well, I know we've always had a hen's party and a stag party, but you know, that's just kind of Americanisms.
Yeah. Well, how you know I think it's a bit too much, because I never usually comment on anything. I usually just listen to you and just say, yeah, you know, that's fine. But here I said, now, push presents, that's the best one, yes.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand why it would incense people, to be honest with you. Because it's just it's another reason to, you know, get to extort money from people.
Yeah, and then to stop talking to him over it. When the poor man probably didn't even, I don't think he even heard of it, did he?
No, he never heard of it. He said he never heard of his life. And then he felt bad and went out and got her a box of chocolates and he said a bunch of ridiculously expensive flowers. And now he said, I'm in more trouble.
I would have killed him for spending money on the flowers. You know, but I mean, it is. But anyway, look, as I said, each to their own, yep. whatever they want to do. But to stop talking to them, I definitely wouldn't stop talking to them anyway because I'd need them.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Rebecca, thanks for that. Appreciate you coming on the air. Let me go to Anna as well. Anna, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Anna?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Push presents.
Push presents. Will you stop? I swear to God, the world has gone mad. I don't know where these women are getting this from. Like, I have actually heard of it. I have a three-year-old.
Okay.
And I had heard the push presents, but, like, I never asked. Myself and my husband were laughing about it because, as people sort of said, like, your present is, like, the baby, for God's sake.
I now, mean, you are due again, by the way, aren't you?
I'm due in October.
Congratulations.
And, thanks very much. I'll actually say it to him now later when he gets home. But, like, if he turned around and got me push presents, I'd tell him, like, there's no need for it at all.
Would you not be delighted if he waltzed into the labour ward after baby was born and said, here you go, and hands you this kind of long box and there's a necklace in it or something?
It's just unnecessary. Like, a new baby, there's, like, enough to be buying without buying me things that, like, I don't need. It's just ridiculous. And I think that guy that has wrote in there, like, his missus needs to get a grip and so do her friends. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, she's not talking to him now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit over the top, I think. I mean, the lad has enough got coming at him now for the next couple of months, the next couple of years, should I say.
Yeah.
Without her getting picked with him over some shitty present that, I don't know where this push present originated from.
I'm assuming it's like Kardashians or something ridiculous, like, or somebody on Instagram. It must be. That's normally where all this ridiculousness that comes from.
Probably, yeah, probably. And then, like, the term as well, push present, it is a bit mad now. Like, it is. Like, I know the girl before him was saying that, yeah, you do push it out, but... Yeah,
is it a kind of vulgar term, do you think?
It's a bit tacky, to be honest.
It
That's
is tacky,
my
isn't
opinion.
It?
Like, I'm not looking for push presents, nor do I want them. I think after my first child there, the first thing I wanted after having the baby was a kind of Pepsi Max, for God's sake.
or somebody said earlier, on a cup of tea and a piece of toast.
Yeah, look, listen, maybe I'm in the minority, but...
I don't think you are. No, I'm looking here, because I asked at the very start of the show... And I did say to people, I said, "Really, I want to know whether you believe she's right or he's right." And the majority of people are texting in saying, he's right, she needs to get a grip, as you said.
I do. Like, I just think these ladies need to, like, look at what's actually important here. This is just unnecessary, you know?
Okay. All right,
That's
listen.
My opinion anyway.
Okay, listen, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you. Have a great day. All right. Okay. Now, a lot of people, by the way, texting in, and the majority of people, by the way, believe that the push present is an absolute and utter nonsense. There is no point into it.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.